Blog Talk Radio. welcome and welcome again to another Sunday where we can just enjoy what the Lord has already done and what's manifesting right before our eyes, because God has done so much for us. And even with all of the things that we want and desire, He's still done quite a bit. And so we will really give Him all the glory and all the praise for what He's already done. We would realize just how much He's already done for us. Minister Sheila, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Pastor. I'd like to see you. Hi,
hello. Did you want to start us off with prayer, or you want me to start us off with prayer, and then we'll check and see if Apostle Sandra Thomas is on the air yet?
I'll start off with prayer, because I'm going to ask everyone to pray for me as I pray for myself. Lord Jesus, I come to you today, asking you whatever this germ, this bacteria, this phase that has came over the right side of my body, oh Lord, would you please heal it, remove it. How my hands have just blistered up where I can't stand to be touched. My whole arm is just broken out in a way I can't understand. I'm in so much pain. Oh my God, could you please bless me and remove this evilness that's upon me? Lord, I don't know what is going on or how it's going on or how it happened, but Lord, I need you. Oh God, have mercy on me. Whatever this is over my right side of my body, Lord, could you please help me to deal with it, to remove it, to understand it. Don't know why and how it came upon me, but Lord, I know you can help me. You can remove this. You can help me through this. Oh, God, I pray that you bless me to understand what is going on with this infection over my body, this pain, and to help us understand and to reach out into this world, Lord, and bless us all to more today than yesterday. Need you more now than this morning. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you for blessing me, for my family, for my God, believing and loving family, bless my kids, my grandkids, my sisters, my brothers, my uncles, all my church family. Ones that's listening in however they can. Oh, Lord Jesus, I thank you, and I thank you, and I ask you to cover me and to bless whatever this ailment is over me. And I know you and no one can hear. Thank you.
So are you on your way to the hospital or the doctor?
I'm going to go later. I came on and came into work. I was feeling a little better, but now it's just seems to be aching a little more. So I feel when I get off, I just go to the emergency ward room and have to see what's going on.
All right. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We know that you are God, the one and only true and living God. You are in control. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You're Jehovah Shalom. You're Jehovah Shammah. You're present here with us. There is nothing that you don't know about. There is nothing that the name of Jesus is not greater than. So we thank you. Everything that you're allowing, we thank you for everything that you're doing. We ask you to show up in our lives to help us to be everything that you would call us to be. We thank you, God, that we know without a shadow of a doubt that you are our Heavenly Father. You are our Daddy God. You are everything. There is no one, nowhere greater than you, for you are God. But when we look to the hills from which cometh our help, we know that our help comes from the Lord. So we thank you for being our present help in the time of trouble. We thank you, for we know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you shall deliver us out of them all. It did not say some, but you said you would deliver us out of them all. You also said that by his stripes we are healed. So we thank you by the stripes of Jesus that we're already healed, whole, and blessed. Father God, we thank you for you've taught us to come to you, God. You said if any man lacks wisdom, let him come to you and ask. So we ask you for your wisdom. We thank you for your love in advance. For it was your love that sent your son Jesus to die for us on the cross. And it was his love and your love that caused him to want to and to be willing to say, not my will, but your will be done. God, because of love, he bore the shame. Because of love, he bore the mockery. Because of love, he bore the stripes that we are healed by. Because of love, he endured the cross. Because of love, he's sitting on the right hand of you, Father God, making intercession for us. Because of love, your agape, unconditional love, is something that you have to teach us about, God, because many of us are even struggling with learning how to walk in phileo love, brotherly love, sisterly love. But God, teach us how to walk in unconditional love. Teach us how to love our brothers and our sisters. And teach us, God, how in your word, our brothers and our sisters includes our sisters and brothers, our mothers and fathers, our nieces and nephews, our cousins and uncles and aunts, our nephews and nieces that are great nephews and nieces, our godchildren, our neighbors. God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for everything that you're doing. We thank you for how you're healing Apostle Sandra Thomas from her head to her toe. We thank you for how you're healing Minister Sheila from her head to her toe. Well, there's nothing lacking, God, but everything is falling in line with your word, God, because we are your children. We are your voices on this earth and in this earth. God, we thank you for the honor and the privilege to represent you. We thank you, God, that you're obliterating and annihilating pain in Minister Sheila's body and Apostle Sandra Thomas's body and Minister Stanley's body and Minister Sylvia's body. Anything that's troubling them or in their way that's hindering them on their jobs, in their homes, in their families. We even thank you, God, for the new contracts and the witty inventions. And interventions and everything that you're doing for Minister Brandon and for Minister Sheila and for Minister Denise and for Minister Sylvia and for Minister Stanley. God, we thank you for what you're doing, even at the Department of Commerce. We thank you for what you're doing at the Veterans Administration. We thank you for what you're doing at Department of Transportation. We thank you for what you're doing in the Executive Office. God, we thank you for what you're doing at the Department of Defense. God, we thank you for what you're doing in America. We thank you for what you're doing with everyone that's connected to America. God, we ask you to return us back to you, God. For your word reminds us that if your people that are called by your name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. God, teach us how to turn from our wicked ways. God, teach us how it's all about our righteousness, God, not about being right. God, teach us how to forgive and how to be forgiven. Teach us how to forgive ourselves, God. Teach us how to walk in your holiness. Teach us how to walk in your righteousness. Teach us how to hate what you hate and love what you love. Teach us how you've told us that if we don't forgive, you won't forgive. Teach us, God, how Jesus was misunderstood, and so if we're misunderstood, we're in good company. But God calls people to have favor and show us favor just because of your presence on the inside of us, God. We ask you that your Holy Spirit would dwell and rest on the inside of us. We ask you, God, that everything that we do would be pleasing in your sight. Everything that we say, God, would be pleasing in your sight. We ask you, Father God, to connect us with people that are holy. Connect us with people who are righteous. We ask you to obliterate and annihilate the gossipers. God, in their very heart, cause them not to want a backbite. Cause them not to want to gossip. God, teach them to touch not your anointed and do your prophets no harm. God, they don't know who you've called. They don't know who you've sent, God. But teach us, God, not to act like we know who you picked, like we know who you sent. But God, teach us how to do everything that you cause us to do for your glory. Teach us how to be our brother's keeper, God, in the name of Jesus. Teach us how to truly pray and intercede for one another, not to try to manipulate one another, not to try to control one another, God, but to actually pray for one another, to love each other in Christ. God, teach us how to love like you love. Teach us how to forgive like you forgive. Teach us, God, how to even take good care of these temples, these bodies that you've given us. Teach us how to encourage our leaders in the name of Jesus, God. Teach us how to be people that are led of your Holy Spirit. God, teach us to want and to desire the indwelling of your Holy Spirit. God, thank you for anointing us to preach, anointing us to teach, anointing us to love, anointing us to forgive, anointing us to give hope and mercy. God, thank you for anointing us to be walking, living epistles read of men, that people would say, I want to serve the God of Cecilia. I want to serve the God of Sheila. I want to serve the God of Sylvia. I want to serve the God of Brandon. I want to serve the God of Stanley. I want to serve the God of Pinky. I want to serve the God of Carlton. God, teach us how to be walking, living epistles read of men that love you with our whole heart, God. Not that we're going to give you some of our heart. Not that we're going to give you our heart on certain days, but God, that we will give you our heart 24/7 and even more than that, God, because you're not bound by time. You're not bound by locations, God, but you're omnipresent. You're all-knowing, God. Teach us how to love like you love. God, we glorify you and we magnify you. God, teach us that you're going to not only bless us, but you're going to bless us so that we can be a blessing. Teach us how to be a blessing, God. Teach us how to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you, God. Teach us to know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us thou shalt condemn. Teach us how to know that your word is eternal. Your word is you. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so now we're going to change over to listening to Apostle Sandra Thomas teach and minister on today, and then we'll be back to finish in prayer. So we didn't say amen because we will be back to finish out in prayer.
Because we're in the body of Christ, praise God. And if we're not in the body of Christ, that's just on this evening,
yes,
at 5:30. we will be at 4244 West Madison. We're presenting none other than Pastor Earl Davidson, Praise God Ministries, in the miracle signs and wonders and great healing and the miraculous of God. If you're able to get there, come on. Don't sit at home and be defeated in
My
any
God.
Way, form, or fashion. Press your way through.
Yes.
God bless you, Sheila. Press, y'all.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Apostle Paul said we press toward tomorrow for the prize. My God, we are in the press. Hallelujah. Don't you think you're the only one in the press? We are in the press, y'all. We are in the press. We are in the press, sons of the Lord. We are in the press. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Share with someone. We're going to be ministering about peace. We know you're getting ready, most of you, to go to your place of worship. Getting that piece of toast, that bagel, that cup of coffee, that glass of orange juice.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank God for your skindle and you decided to sing it in. Yes, and we are so
honored.
Everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. God is so good. We need one another. The Bible says we are jointly fit together. I want to go back there for a moment. Come on out to that healing time of ministry. Praise God. We do this every month. There's something that God laid on our heart. God bless you, Minister Margo. Keep clean on my heart. I realized that in the challenge that I myself found myself in, that there were others, and that God, you so encouraged us by your word, in your word, through your word. Hallelujah. And there's nothing like hearing the word of God. The word of God. Did you hear me? I said, the word of God. There's nothing like it nowhere. Just let me read something to you right quick. In the word of God, it says, I will put none of these diseases upon you. For I am the Lord who heals you. Hallelujah. My God. Yes, Exodus 15 and 26. And it says, shall bless thy bread, thy water. I will take sickness away out of the midst of thee. That's what the word says. Hallelujah. Right. Deuteronomy 7, 14 and 15. I'm just going to read part. Lord, take away from, Lord will take away from thee all sickness. I didn't put none of this upon you. Praise God. It says in the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy, it says, and I will set before you that life and death, blessings and perfect. You choose. Praise God. And we choose life. Hallelujah. I lose that this morning in the name of Jesus. Because he said in John 10:10, I came that you might have life and that more abundantly. You got time to invite somebody. Come to the Praise God. We are determined and we declare to be a blessing in the earth realm. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for being a part of the kingdom of God.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. And we bless the men and the women of God that will be imparting. Is still, Lord,
hallelujah,
and he reigns forevermore.
Yes,
nobody like him nowhere.
Nobody.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Nobody.
Thank God for Apostle Elect. Look, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I am so honored again today to have my daughter with me. Praise God in the Lord, Dr. Serena Wright. Hallelujah. I thank God for her. Praise God, and many of you, but I thank God that she's here to minister. We're here to minister together, and I thank God. 1,000, y'all.
Right.
10,000, hallelujah. So as you invite us, come on in, hallelujah. Tell them Apostle Sandra and Dr. Wright is on Facebook Live again, and we want you to be blessed, so come on in, hallelujah. And we're going to read the scripture about peace, and before we do that, I want Dr. Wright to pray a word of prayer. Hallelujah. And all of those out there that you may be dealing with something in the way of your physical man, in the name of Jesus, when we touch and agree with you, in the name of Jesus, that the miraculous is already taking place in your life. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. God bless you, woman of God. thank you, thank you. We're going to pray. Go ahead, Audrey. Father God, in Jesus' name, we just thank you right now for all of those that are watching live and will watch the replay. Yes, God, that you will release, God, the anointing, yes, that penetrates those hearts that are not filled with your peace, so that peace would spring forth from what goes forward today in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We commit ourselves to your word, and we thank you for it, because it produces what you have sent it out to accomplish. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes. And I just pray, God, we're going to read this scripture. Yes. Don't forget, oh, I know what I want to say. Because I don't want to mess with the anointing. Hallelujah, glory to God. But on the third of March, I'm doing it after the 27th. The 27th is actually the day that I was born. Praise God. I wasn't supposed to be born until April. Premature, y'all, way back then. Hallelujah, for the Lord,
my God
saw fit to let me come on here.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The saints prayed me on through. Yes. Hallelujah. You know they have all the machines and stuff that they have now.
Right.
Praise God. And you know what? I'm just a walking miracle, and so are you. Hallelujah. Somebody said, and so are you, and you are one of them. So let's just pray. Hallelujah. Praise God. And before we go into the scripture, I won't go back.
My God.
I won't go back. My God is good to me. Jesus has set me free. And I won't go back. I won't go back. I won't go back. Hallelujah. My God is good to me. Jesus has set me free, and I won't go back. I'll walk upright.
Yeah.
I'll walk upright. The old folks say, my God is good to me. Jesus has set me free, and they declare, won't go back. How you doing, Sister Mary?
We are reading from Philippians chapter 4, verse 7.
Yes.
And it says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding,
yes,
shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus.
Yes. Through Christ Jesus.
My God. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all tell somebody this story here. This morning, when Dr. Wyatt came over, and my daughter was here at the mailbox, I wasn't feeling something. And I said, our Holy Spirit said, we have breakfast. He said, you get it together, daughter. Don't want to tell you that, Kenneth. He said, get it together. He said, you impressed.
Yes.
You can't go by what you feel like. Can we miss tomorrow? We can't go by what we see and what it feel like, y'all. Because that's a blind devil. You hear me? That's a lying devil. He can't do nothing but lie. Hallelujah. You ain't got to pray about it. He's a liar. He's a liar. Hallelujah. He gives us peace.
Yes.
What do you say, Dr. Ray? Give us peace.
He said, peace that passes all understanding.
Pass up, Sandra.
Pass it up.
Your head and say, I just not understand. this boy. I mean, we went to church on Monday, Tuesday, Sunday, Friday. I taught her every scripture all through. I do not understand how in the world could we just get married and love each other?
Come on.
He ain't been home in 3 weeks. I do not understand.
Yeah.
So what happens is circumstances can come to perplex us.
Come on.
Because we're in understanding.
Yes.
And see, the thing is, the scripture says wisdom is the principal thing in understanding.
Come on.
And see, if you can't rightly divide the word, if you can't hear the Spirit of God, you do need to get understanding.
Yes.
But sometimes life will need you to take his peace after understanding. Sometimes we get understanding and we say, I know I'm in the word. I know God told me to marry him. I know God gave me that baby. And so I'm in my understanding. I'm in my wisdom. I raised him right. I did what God said. But then there is a time in life when you've got to get God's peace to go past your understanding. Everything about God won't make sense. He said, my ways are not your ways. Even though you've got to get understanding, don't get stuck in your understanding. Sometimes you've got to use my resources. Only something I can give you can get you past that. Only the peace that I can give you can get you past that. How can you get in your understanding and make sense of somebody slaughtering 17 children? You've got to get past your understanding. You're never going to understand that. Psychology is not big enough. They don't make degrees large enough to get past massacre and evil and some of the things that people were devised in their heart and the wickedness that's in the earth. And some people are getting trapped in their understanding. They're having nervous breakdowns. I'm saying real stuff, y'all, because you do love God. You serve him all you know. You pray everything you can think to pray. You say, God, I do not understand.
Come on.
Where is this? And that's where you have to get peace.
Yeah.
It'll get you past understanding.
Yeah.
Well, the woman of God opened up. She said, let me tell you, sometimes you got to get past your understanding.
Yes.
That's why you're stuck. You're stuck in understanding.
Oh.
You've got to release that thing. How do you get unstuck? You release it to God. You say, God, this is one of those. I'll never understand this.
Yes.
Apostle Thomas always teaches us. Do you know there's some things about God you'll never understand? He's unstoppable. If you can understand him, you see God.
Ooh.
You better get past your understanding. You better fall over in trust and obedience. You better get some of the resources of the kingdom that only God can give you. You get stuck in understanding, you're going to need man. You get stuck in understanding, you're going to need. You're going to need a Bible. You get stuck in understanding, you're going to need God. You better get his resources.
Yeah.
You better tap into heaven.
No, when you can't figure it out,
yes.
when it doesn't connect to anything.
Philippians 4 and 8.
Yes.
It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are